今天早上我们要来看一段经文，马太福音第二章第一到第十二节。
Let's look at a passage this morning from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12.
马太福音第二章第一节开始。当叙利王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的心，特来拜他。叙利王听见了就心里不安，耶路撒冷喝城的人也都不安，他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说基督当生在何处。他们回答说在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。当下希利暗暗地招了博士来，细问那星是什么时候出现的，就差他们到伯利恒去，说你们仔细寻访那小孩，寻找了寻到了就来报信，我也要去拜他。他们听见王的话就去了，在东方所看见那星突然在他们前头行，直到自行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。他们看见那星就大大地欢喜，进了房子看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒拿黄金乳香末药为礼物献给他。博士因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，他们就从别的路回去本地了。
Matthew chapter 2 verses 1 to 12. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet, and you, Bethlehem, land of Judea, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child, and when you have found him, report to me so that I too may come and worship him." After hearing the king, they went their way, and the star which they had seen in the east went on before them until it came and stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly and with great joy. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way.
我们当主耶稣诞生在伯利恒之后，
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem,
我们圣经说有几位从东方的博士特地来朝拜他。
The Bible tells us that there were several magi from the east who especially came to worship him.
他们没有空手来。
They did not come empty-handed.
带着一个宝盒。
They brought treasures.
里面装着黄金、乳香和末药，作为这个礼物献给耶稣。
And it contained gold, frankincense, and myrrh to give it to Jesus.
所以宝盒里面有三件礼物。
Inside this treasure, there's three gifts.
就是黄金, 乳香跟墨药。
That's gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
那么这三件礼物都有它的意思。
And these three items all have their own meaning.
黄金就是代表君王。
Gold refers to king.
乳香是代表祭司。
And frankincense refers to priest.
然后墨药代表什么呢？
And what does myrrh mean?
这个是要我们今天要来探讨的。
And this is what we're going to examine today.
什么是墨药？
What is myrrh?
英文翻译成 myrrh。 墨药的科学名词是 Camphora myrrha。 这个是墨药的一个科学名词。
And Camphora myrrha is the scientific name.
墨药是一种宋香。
And it is a
resin.
A resin.
然后颜色有点红的。
And it's slightly red.
它是来自这个有刺的一种树。
It comes from a bush with thorns.
而这种树不会高过九尺。
And this kind of tree would not grow more than 9 feet.
长在干旱的地方。
And it grows in a dry place.
比如说在 也门, 沙地阿拉伯, 或者印度这些地方。
For example, Yemen, Saudi Arabia, places like that.
然后这种树一年到头都没有什么叶子。
And these trees, year round does not have much leaves.
树皮很容易脱下来。
And the bark comes off easily.
然后当它的树皮被割破的时候。
And when the bark is cut.
黄色的那个液体就会流出来，有点像好像眼泪一样。
A yellowish liquid flows out just like tears.
那硬了之后就变成 红色或者棕色。
And after it hardens, it becomes reddish brown.
这些红色 或者棕色的东西就是墨药。
And this is myrrh.
然后在古代，墨药是一种贵重的礼品。
And in ancient times, myrrh was an expensive gift.
当这个雅各，如果你读旧约圣经的时候，你看到有个人叫做雅各。
In the Old Testament, there's Jacob.
他的名字后来改成以色列，记得吗？
His name was later changed to Israel.
所以他吩咐他的孩子把这个礼品带给夜市。
He told his sons to bring myrrh as a gift to Joseph.
那么就是这个其中一个礼品就是墨药带给这个夜色。
One of the special gifts was myrrh.
谁是夜色？
And who is Joseph?
夜色是雅各其中的一个儿子。
Joseph is one of Jacob's sons.
因为雅各有十二个儿子。
Jacob had 12 sons.
其中的一个儿子就是夜色。
One of his sons was Joseph.
夜色被他的弟兄卖去埃及。
Joseph was sold by his brothers into slavery into Egypt.
所以当时夜色是埃及的首席, 这个宰相。
But at that point, Joseph was the prime minister of Egypt.
所以根据这段经文所说，他们的父亲以色列说。
And according to this passage, it says, Then their father Israel said to them,
若必须如此，你们就当这样行，你们是他的儿子了，可以将这地土产中最好的乳香、蜂蜜、香料、墨药、妃子、杏仁都取一点收到器具里带下去送给那人做礼物。
If it must be, then do this. Put some of the best products of the land in your bags and take them down to the man as a gift. A little balm and a little honey, some spices and myrrh, some pistachio nuts and almonds.
那人就是夜色。
And to give it to the man, and that man is Joseph.
所以在主耶稣的时代，末药也是一个贵重的一个礼品。
And during Jesus' time, myrrh was also an expensive gift.
啊，就如这些东方的博士带这个礼品给耶稣，其中是末药。
Just as one of the gifts that was brought to Jesus by the Magi was myrrh.
末药是一种抗生素。
Myrrh is a type of antibiotics.
能够防止这个身体的腐烂。
And it can, it's a type of preservative that could prevent the body's decay.
啊，是埃及人用来防腐这个木乃伊啊的其中一个防腐品。
And it's one of the preservatives that the Egyptians used to mummify the bodies.
所以当主耶稣的身体从十字架上拿下来的时候。
So when Jesus' body was taken down from the cross.
啊，根据约翰福音第十九章三十九节到四十节的记载说。
According to what was recorded in John chapter 19, verses 39 to 40.
啊，又有尼哥底母，就是先前夜里去见耶稣的，带着末药。
He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh.
和沉香也有一百斤钱来，他们就照犹太人啊殡葬的规矩把。耶稣的身体用细麻布加上香料裹好了。
And also about 75 pounds, taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices in strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs.
那末药除了是一种抗生素，也是一种药物。
Besides being a preservative, it's also used as a medication.
啊，同时也是一种香料。啊，或者是一种美容品。
And it's also a beauty product.
啊，在出埃及第三十章记载说，耶和华晓谕摩西说，你要起上品的香料就是流直的末药五百四克勒。
And in Exodus, then the Lord said to Moses, take the following fine spices, 500 shekels of liquid myrrh.
然后根据以斯帖书第二章第十二节说
，And according to Esther chapter 2 verse 12 it says，
啊，众女子照例先洁净身体十二个月，六个月用末药油，六个月用香料和洁身的织物，满了日期，然后挨次进去见亚哈鲁斯王。
Before a girl's turn came to go in to King Xerxes, she had to complete 12 months of beauty treatments prescribed for the women, 6 months with oil of myrrh and 6 with perfumes and cosmetics.
所以末药根据这节经文说是一种美容品。
So according to this passage, myrrh is a beauty product.
所以当这个东方的博士来朝见耶稣的时候
So when the Magi came from the east to see Jesus.
啊，他们带了一个宝盒。
They brought a treasure box.
啊，宝盒里面有三件礼物。
And inside the treasure box, there are three gifts.
啊，其中一个礼物就是末药。
And one of the gifts is myrrh.
然后刚才我讲过，这个黄金是代表君王。
And I mentioned that the gold represents king.
因为主耶稣是那位万王之王。
Because Jesus is the King of Kings.
那乳香是代表祭司
，and frankincense represents priests.
因为主耶稣是我们的大祭司
，because Jesus is our high priest.
那末药代表什么
？And what does myrrh mean?
末药是代表痛苦和死亡。
Myrrh represents pain and death.
那么首先让我们来看这个末药第一个意义。
Let's look at the first meaning of
myrrh.末药代表痛苦
，and myrrh represents suffering.
那末药如果翻译成英文是 myrrh，and
in English it's myrrh.
啊 ，myrrh 它的希伯来文的它的字根与希伯来文的 mara m a r a 是有关系的
，and it's related to the Hebrew word mara.
啊，在希伯来文 mara 就是苦的意思。
And in Hebrew, myrrh means bitter.
啊，一般的人都不喜欢吃苦。
Most people do not like bitterness.
啊，不愿意活在一个痛苦的生活当中。
They do not want to live a bitter life.
啊，有些药 特别是中药很苦。
Some medication, especially Chinese medicine, are very bitter.
很难吃。
It's very hard to swallow.
小孩子通常都不喜欢吃苦瓜。
And most kids do not like to eat bitter melon.
不止小孩子，有些成年的人也不喜欢吃苦瓜。
Not only kids, but some adults don't like it either.
因为我小的时候，我也不喜欢吃苦瓜。
When I was young, I didn't care for bitter melon.
所以每次我的母亲煮苦瓜的时候，
So every time my mother made a bitter melon,
都很勉强吃。
I forced it down.
苦也要吃。
Even though it's bitter, I still need to eat it.
不然就没有东西吃了。
Otherwise, there's nothing to eat.
旧约圣经里面有一本书叫做《路德记》。
And there's a book in the Old Testament called Esther. Ruth.
Ruth.
Sorry.
路德记有一位女人叫做Naomi。
And in the book of Ruth, there's a woman named Naomi.
Naomi失去了她的丈夫。
And Naomi lost her husband.
后来她的两个儿子都死去了。
And then later on, both of her sons died.
只留下她自己一个人。
And she was left behind.
那之后圣经告诉我们她就回到自己的家乡去。
And the Bible tells us that later on she returned to her country.
所以她回到家乡的时候，她见到城里的人。
And when she returned to her country, she saw the people in her town.
所以拿米就对他们说。
And Naomi told them.
不要叫我拿米。
Don't call me Naomi.
因为拿米是甜的意思。
Because Naomi meant sweet.
叫我马拉。
Call me Mara.
因为马拉是苦的意思。
Because Mara means bitter.
因为全能者使我受了大苦。
Because the Almighty has made my life very bitter.
那对于希伯来人来说， 人的名字是有它的意思的。
So for the Jews, their name has meaning.
人的名代表一个人是谁。
Their name represents who they are.
所以拿米的意思是甜的意思。
So Naomi meant sweet.
但是因为她的丈夫死去了，还有两个儿子也死了。
But because her husband and her two sons both all died.
所带来的那种痛苦。
And the suffering that it brought.
所以名字被改成Mara。
So her name was changed to Mara.
也就是苦的意思。
Which means bitter.
那在圣经里面，除了人的名。
And in the Bible, besides men's people's names,
地方的名也有它的意思。
The name of places also have meaning.
你会看到，特别在旧约圣经的时候， 当一件事情发生的时候，
And you see that when something happens in the Old Testament,
那个地方的名就因着这件事情的发生被改了。
And the name of the location because of the event changes.
所以当雅各在一个地方做了一个梦，
So when Jacob had a dream at a location,
就把那个地方改成Bethel。
He changed name to Bethel.
意思就是神的家。
Meaning God's home.
所以当以色列人他们离开埃及之后，
So after the Israelites left Egypt,
他们进入旷野的时候，
And they entered into the wilderness.
摩西领以色列人从红海往前行， 到了苏尔的旷野， 在旷野走了三天， 找不到这水。
When Moses led Israel from the Red Sea and they went into the desert of Shur, for 3 days they traveled in the desert without finding water.
到了马拉不能喝那里的水，因为水苦，所以那地名叫做马拉。
When they came to Mara, they could not drink its water because it was bitter. That is why the place is called Mara.
所以他们来到一个地方，但是那个水不能喝。
They came to the place, yet they could not drink the water.
因为水很苦啊。
Because the water was bitter.
所以那个地方后来变成马拉。
So that place was called Mara.
那有些中药很苦啊，不能喝，很难喝，不是不能喝。
And there's some Chinese medicine was really bitter.
但是如果你生病的时候必须要喝，妈妈说一定要喝。
But if you're sick, then your mother tells you you must drink it.
所以刚才我讲过， myrrh 它的是来自这个 Mara。
So I mentioned that the term myrrh came from the word Mara.
所以 myrrh 就是很苦的意思。
So myrrh means bitter.
所以当主耶稣诞生在伯利恒的时候，这些从东方的博士带说这个末药献给耶稣。
So when the Magi came from the east, they brought myrrh to Jesus.
所以按照以赛亚书第53章第3到第4节所说。
According to Isaiah 53, verses 3 to 4, it says,
他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。
He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering.
他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看一样，我们也不尊重他。
Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we consider him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted.
那这个预言后来在新约圣经里面应验了。
This prophecy was fulfilled in the New Testament.
主耶稣被人藐视，被人厌弃。
Jesus was despised and rejected by men.
最后被钉死在十字架上。
And eventually he was nailed to the cross.
所以在主耶稣出生的时候提到这个末药。
So when Jesus was born, myrrh was mentioned.
在他离开这个世界的时候也提到这个末药。
And when he left this world, myrrh was also mentioned.
在马可福音第15章22节到24节说。
And Mark chapter 15 verses 22 to 24 it says,
他们带耶稣到了各个他地方哥哥他翻出来就是咕噜地拿末药调和的酒给耶稣，他却不受，于是将他钉在十字架上。
They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. Then they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it, and they crucified him.
末药可以说是当时的止痛药。
Myrrh is also considered a pain medication of the time.
用来减轻那些当时要被钉十字架上的人他们的痛苦。
And reduces the pain of those who are suffering from the pain of crucifixion.
但是圣经告诉我们说，主耶稣没有接受这些士兵给他们他的末药。
But the Bible tells that Jesus did not accept it.
因为他要承受十字架上的痛苦来完成神的救恩。
Because he must suffer through the pain of the cross in order to accomplish the salvation.
那么钉十字架是一种很残酷的一种刑罚。
And crucifixion is a very cruel method of punishment.
可能没有任何的刑罚比被钉十字架上更加残酷。
Perhaps there's no other punishment which is more cruel than crucifixion.
那么手跟脚都被那些很大的钉子钉在十字架上。
The hands and the feet are nailed to the cross by very large nails.
我想到这些大大的铁钉的时候，我想到我的一位朋友。
And thinking about these large nails, I think of a friend of mine.
那个时候我们小的时候到那些矿湖去游泳。
And when we were young, we went to the lakes to swim.
Mining pool.
Mining pool.
马来西亚有很多这些矿湖的。
Okay, so we went to the mining pool to swim.
那矿湖里面它有一个很大的一个木架，就是在有一半是在水底下的。
And the mining pool, there's a big beam, and half of it was submerged underwater.
那木架它的底下一些木架地方有一些铁钉六寸长的铁钉伸出来。
And beneath the water there's some 6-inch nails, that are protruding.
然后其实我们在那边玩也没有想到那边有这些这么大的铁钉从木伸出来。
And when we were playing, we didn't realize that there were such large nails protruding from the bottom.
所以玩到兴高采烈的时候，我这位朋友他的脚板踏在这个六寸长的那个铁钉上。
And while we were playing, and my friend put his foot down on this six-inch nail.
这个铁钉就插过他的脚板。
And it penetrated his foot.
现在我想起当时所发生的事情，我心里面都感到有点还痛啊。
And yet, even now when I think about what happened then, I feel really bad.
所以我想到主耶稣被钉死在十字架上那种痛比我这位朋友所承受那种痛更大。
And yet Jesus, what he suffered on the cross, that pain was so much greater than what my friend suffered.
因为他的手他的脚被钉在十字架上。
Because his hands and his feet were nailed to the cross.
然后他的身体挂在十字架上。
And his body hung there.
他的血从身体流出。
And his blood, he bled out.
渐渐地死去。
And he died slowly.
我们可以想象到那种痛苦。
And we can imagine that kind of pain.
不单身体受痛苦。
Not only the physical pain.
精神上也受痛苦。
The emotional pain.
所以在以赛亚书53章老早的时候先知以赛亚就预言说。
So in Isaiah 53, the prophet Isaiah already said,
他被藐视被人厌弃多受痛苦常经忧患。他被藐视好像被人掩面不看一样我们也不尊重他。
He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering, like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not.
他诚然担当我们的忧患背负我们的痛苦我们却以为他受责罚被神击打苦待了。
Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we consider him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted.
那因此当我们在新约圣经看到这个末药或者在旧约圣经里面看到末药的时候它的意思就是代表耶稣要承受那种痛苦。
So when we look at myrrh in the New Testament and the Old Testament, they represent that Jesus, suffering.
所以末药不只是代表耶稣所承受的痛苦也代表他的死亡。
And myrrh not only represents the suffering that Jesus had to undergo, but also his death.
所以刚才我讲过这个末药是一种防腐剂。
And I have mentioned that myrrh was a preservative.
用来防备这个尸体的腐烂。
It's used to prevent the decay of the bodies.
所以在古代不只是埃及人使用这个末药。
So in ancient times, not only the Egyptians used myrrh.
那犹太人也用这个末药来防备这个尸体的腐烂。
The Jews also used myrrh to prevent the decaying of the corpse.
所以当主耶稣被钉死在十字架上之后。
So after Jesus was nailed to the cross.
他的身体被人从十字架上拿下来准备要安葬。
His body was removed from the cross for burial.
根据约翰福音的记载说。
And according to the book of John.
这些事以后由亚历马代的约瑟是耶稣的门徒是因怕犹太人就安然的做门徒。他来求比拉多要把耶稣的身体领下比拉多允准就他就把他身体领下来。
Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly because he feared the Jews. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away.
又有尼哥底母尼哥底母是一个位法利赛人听说圣经说他信了耶稣
He was accompanied by Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a Pharisee and according to tradition, Nicodemus became a Christian.
就是先前夜里去见耶稣的带着末药和沉香也有100斤前来。
The man who earlier had visited Jesus at night, Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds.
他们就照犹太人殡葬的规矩把那耶稣的身体用细麻布加上香料裹好了。
Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with spices and strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs.
所以主耶稣已经死了，他的身体用这个细麻布加上这个沉香和末药把它包起来。
So after Jesus died, he was wrapped in myrrh and the spices in strips of linen.
末药代表耶稣基督的死。
And myrrh represents Jesus' death.
我们在以赛亚书第53章12节这么说。
In Isaiah 53 verse 12 it says,
因为他将命颠倒以致已死，他也被列在罪犯之中，他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。
Because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors, for he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors.
主耶稣死在十字架上是因为他要承担世人的罪。
Jesus died on the cross in order to take the sin of the people.
所有的人的罪都归在他的身上。
All the sins of people are placed upon him.
你的罪跟我的罪都归在耶稣的身上。
Your sin, my sin were placed on Jesus.
罗马书第3章23节说， 因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Romans 3:23 says, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为世人的罪，所以人的罪要归在耶稣的身上。
And because the sin of the world, the sin are placed upon Jesus.
因此耶稣必须要死在十字架上。
Therefore Jesus had to die on the cross.
亚当跟夏娃在伊甸园犯了罪。
Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden.
那过后他们， 然后他的后裔必须要面对死亡。
After that, them and their descendants must face death.
人犯了罪， 圣经说， 按照神的标准， 必须要面对死亡。
And according to God's standard, a man sinned, because we sinned, we must face death.
因为罪带来的后果就是死。
Because the wages of sin is death.
按照罗马书第5章第12节所说，
According to Romans 5:12 it says,
这就如罪从一人入了世界，死就又是从罪来的，以致死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men because all sinned.
然后罗马书第6章23节又说，
And then Romans 6:23 it says,
因为罪的工价乃是死， 唯有神的恩赐在我们主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
死亡是一个很古老的一个问题。
Death is an ancient problem.
自从人类犯罪之后，
Ever since men sinned,
人必须要面对这个死亡所带来的问题。
Men must face the problem of death.
一般的人都会问， 为什么人会生老病死？
Most people will ask, why would people get sick and die?
一个婴孩诞生下来， 他渐渐地成长。
A baby after he's born continues to grow.
成为一个年轻人， 中年人， 然后老年人。
A young person, adult and elderly.
最后必须要离开这个世界。
And finally leaving this world.
人没有办法解决这个很古老的个问题。
Man cannot solve this ancient problem.
也就是这个生老病死的问题。
And that is the problem of death.
我年幼的时候我就思想到这个死亡的问题。
When I was young, I thought about this question.
我看到邻居有人去世。
I saw neighbors passing away.
就问我自己问自己，
And I asked myself,
人为什么会死？
Why would people die?
离我家不远有一个小孩。
And there was a child who didn't live too far from my house.
只不过是10岁左右。
He was probably 10.
因病去世了。
He died due to illness.
我的母亲就告诉我他犯了这个血病。
And my mom told me he had leukemia.
可能那个时候还没有 leukemia 这个 term。
Perhaps at that time there was not the term leukemia.
可能是 leukemia 了哦。 当时是没有药可医的。
At that time there was no cure for it.
不像今天这个医学发达。
Not like today with the advancement of medicine.
犯了这种病，这孩子都有的医的。
That there's a cure for people who has leukemia.
我自己的叔叔，两个叔叔很年轻就过世了。
My two uncles passed away fairly young.
一个在我还没有出生的时候，他已经离开世界。
One already passed away before I was born.
还有另外一个叔叔啊、是我啊、大概是五六岁的时候，我不清楚，记不清楚。
And my other uncle, probably when I was 5 or 6.
啊，他生病去世了。
He died of an illness.
那去世的时候，他留下一个妻子跟六个年幼的小孩。
And when he passed away, he left behind his wife and 6 young children.
想起的时候，就使人感到心酸了。
And you feel bad for them.
我也亲眼看到。一位老人家去世。
And I've also witnessed an elderly pass away.
他躺在床上，然后他的呼吸很紧促。
He lay in bed and the breathing started to become shallow.
不久就去世了。
And soon he passed away.
那死亡当时对我来说是一个谜呀。
And at that time, death was an enigma.
我不明白为什么人要面对这个死亡。
I didn't understand why men must face death.
生老病死似乎是每一个人必须要面对的一个问题。
Growing old, illnesses and death is something that men must face.
那后来当我在念这个初中的时候。
And when I was in middle school.
我将要毕业的时候。
About to graduate.
我开始读圣经。
I began to read the Bible.
我渐渐地明白为什么人要面对这个死亡。
Then I began to realize why men must face death.
按照罗马书第五章第十二节说。
So according to Romans 5:12 it says.
这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死就又是从罪来的。于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men because of all sinned.
死亡临到这个世界是因为亚当跟夏娃犯了罪。
And death came into this world because of sin of Adam and Eve.
因为圣经也说很清楚罪的工价就是死。
And the Bible states very clearly that the wages of sin is death.
所以主耶稣必须要死在十字架上。
So Jesus must die on the cross.
因为他要承担世人的罪。
Because he must take up the sin of the world.
因为世人的罪都要归在他的身上。
Because all the sins of the world must be placed upon him.
我们才有盼望。
Then we will have hope.
不然的话，我们没有这个盼望。
Otherwise, we have no hope.
就好像罗马书第六章第二十三节所说。
Just as what Romans 6:23 says.
因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
主耶稣好像那个被宰杀的羔羊一样。
Jesus is the lamb that was slain.
成为世人的一个赎罪祭。
It became the propitiation for the world.
被宰杀的羔羊，它是象征这个赎罪，就是一个象征这个赎罪这个意思。
And when he was being killed as a lamb is like a sin offering.
所以当以色列人犯罪之后
，So after the Israelites sinned.
祭司必须。宰杀这个羔羊作为这个赎罪祭。
And the priest must kill the lamb in order to make atonement.
所以以色列人他们要离开埃及那个最后的一个晚上。
So the last night before the Israelites left Egypt.
所以摩西吩咐所有的以色列人必须把这个宰杀的羔羊的血洒在这个门上。
Moses commanded the Israelites to put the blood of the lamb on the doorposts.
当这个死的天使经过他的门前的时候，不会击杀家里的长子。
And that as the angel of death passed along, they would not kill the firstborn in the house.
那其实这个宰杀的羔羊就象征耶稣被钉死在十字架上，承担了我们的罪。
And the lamb that was slain represents Jesus dying on the cross and taking up our sins.
所以从圣经里面我们看到当主耶稣诞生的时候， 提到这个末药。
So from scripture, when Jesus was born, myrrh was mentioned.
当主耶稣被钉死在十字架上的时候，也提到这个末药。
And when he was nailed to the cross, myrrh was again mentioned.
末药就是代表主耶稣在十字架上所承受的痛苦。
Myrrh represents the suffering that Jesus took up on the cross.
也代表耶稣在十字架上的死。
And also represents his death on the cross.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we consider him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted.
那是他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他所受的鞭伤，我们得到医治。
But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
我们就如同走如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他的身上。
We all like sheep have gone astray, each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
所以在这个圣诞节的期间，让我们来思想这个末药的意义。
So during the time of Christmas, let's reflect on the meaning of myrrh.
因为主耶稣所受的苦。
Because the suffering of Jesus.
因为主耶稣在十字架上的死。
And because of his death on the cross.
我们得到医治。
We have been healed.
我们得到这个平安。
And we receive peace.
耶稣代替了我们的罪。
Jesus has taken up our sins.
以致我们的罪得到赦免。
Therefore our sins are forgiven.
使到我们得到这个永恒的盼望。
So we have eternal hope.
不必面对那个将来白色大宝座前的审判。
And we do not need to face the judgment before the great white throne.
所有相信他的人，所有悔改相信他的人，他们不必到一个地方叫做地狱。
So everyone who repents and believes will not need to be in hell.